Sexual innuendo, from Encyclopedia, the content-free encyclopedia. Sexual innuendo is a hard topic to stay on top of. As a humour tool, it stands erect in the English language. While there have been no stiff rules as to what constitutes sexual innuendo, there have been many mass debates on the topic, and now the general principles at the root of the topic are firm and well-rounded. However, full penetration of the subject requires that the reader take a long, hard look at the target and have a strong and often cunning grasp of linguistic intercourse. A common problem with sexual innuendo is the recipients being unable to get their hands around the intended meaning. In this case, an individual using sexual innuendo will often start slow and eventually build up, increasing depth more and more until the recipient feels the actual thrust of the point and the innuendo climaxes. An innuendo is always the most pleasing, when no one sees it coming. Some skilled people are even able to use several sexual innuendos quickly in succession, resulting in multiple climaxes. Although sexual innuendo requires masterful manipulations of parts of speech, and sometimes the skillful use of body language, for most people it comes quickly. There is currently much debate over whether an extended innuendo can substitute for technique. Originally created by authors as a way to firmly grab their readers' imaginations and caress them with a skilled artistic touch for maximum effect, skillful use of sexual innuendo has long since been erect in much of society. Since its conception, sexual innuendo has slowly and smoothly spread across much of the face of pop culture, despite periodic attempts by some to wipe away the practice. Spurts of sexual innuendo continue to stick to the front of society, rivulets of which flow down into cultural never regions and pool there.